Elderly patients make up a third of doctors' caseloads in this country. A new report says not enough medical professionals get the training they need to care for older people. NPR's Joseph Shapiro has the story.
At the age of 94, Mary Holmes was still a pretty independent woman. She cooked simple meals for herself. She was an usher at her church. That was 2 years ago. Today, at age 96, Mary Holmes can't get out of her hospital bed. It's crowded into the first floor den of her narrow row house in Washington, D.C. Holmes relies on her daughter, Marie Brown, to help her with simple tasks like getting up and eating breakfast.
Good morning.
How you feel this morning? How are you feeling?
Oh, I don't feel too good.
You don't feel too good this morning?
Mm-hmm.
Are you hungry?
Yes.
I knew that.
2 years ago, Mary Holmes broke her hip. Her doctors rejected surgery for such an old woman. Instead, they put her in a cast and told her to stay in bed for 10 weeks. And that, her daughter Marie Brown says, is when her problems began to pile up.
She laid in this cast and stiff for so long. I think she began to get depressed. And then what happened, they put her on more medicine, which she was on antidepressant, and that was no help. We began to see that she wasn't really acting like the person that we knew, loved, and cared for.
Confined to bed, she developed painful bed sores. She lost her ability to walk. Doctors put her on more and more medications, a total of 10. She spent her days sedated, unable to communicate. Holmes's doctors were not geriatricians.
Bed rest is probably the most dangerous thing that you can do when you're 90 plus years old, because you lose muscle strength very quickly and bone strength as well.
Christine Castle is a geriatrician, a doctor trained in the special health care needs of the elderly. Castle is dean of medicine at Oregon Health and Science University. Few doctors, she says, understand that people in their 80s and 90s, people like Holmes, can benefit from aggressive treatment, like surgery for a hip fracture. She says a geriatrician knows best what treatments are possible and how to sort through the dangers of treating more than one health problem at the same time.
Most often, people at that age have more than one illness. They don't just have heart disease or just have cancer or just have hip that may need a replacement. But they've got all of the chronic diseases that they live with probably for years that need to be managed. That's what the geriatricians are experts at.
But there's a shortage of these experts. According to a new report by the Alliance for Aging Research, there are only 9,000 geriatricians in the United States. That's less than half of what the report says is needed today, and the numbers are going down, not up. The research group's report is called Medical Never Never Land. That's a reference to what Director Daniel Perry calls Peter Pan medicine.
Peter Pan never wanted to grow up, as you'll recall, and in a sense, our healthcare system hasn't grown up. We don't have enough health professionals trained in geriatrics, so in a sense, we're all stuck in medical never-never land.
The report cites complex reasons why our health system is not ready for the coming age boom. Americans don't want to confront the realities of aging. Doctors who care for the elderly are paid less. Perry says regular doctors can be trained in the special needs of elderly patients, but for the most part, they are not.
We require that every physician in the United States that gets an MD degree to have a rotation in pediatrics. That's a bit of a leftover from the baby boom days, but we don't have a growing population of children in this country. What we have is a quadrupling of the population of the very oldest that are the highest risk to disease, and yet we still are not training physicians and nurses and others in how to treat these people effectively.
The Association of American Medical Colleges says things are changing and that most medical students are exposed to the issues of aging in their regular classes. This is what Perry says is needed. Required courses in geriatrics for every student of medicine, nursing, and pharmacy, a program to boost the number of academic geriatricians because there are too few now to do the teaching, financial aid to attract young doctors to the field, funds for continuing education for physicians already practicing. Mary Holmes eventually found a program with a trained geriatrician, and it did make a difference. She still can't walk, but the new doctor cleared up her bed sores. She went from 10 pills a day to 2. As a result, she's alert. In her kitchen, daughter Marie Brown says her mother now enjoys visits from her family, her minister, and friends.
So I do think that this program would help us to keep her to be a viable part of the house. And I like to not think of her as a sick person, just an older person with limited capabilities.
Geriatricians say that's the reason for their specialty. to keep an older person functioning and independent and not write them off as too old or too sick. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.